Order, order. Order, I'm on my feet, and someone will gig taking an early shower if I see who's interjecting. Now, we'll just take a deep breath and settle down a little.
Lockwood Smith, struggling to maintain order in a noisy question time that included this crack at opposition leader Phil Goff from the Prime Minister, John Key.
Well, let's sort one thing out, Phil. No one thinks you're sexy anyway. Well, there you go. If you were going to go down to that sort of gutter material, we might as well sort it out, eh?
The gutter material that upset the Prime Minister was in this question from Mr. Goff.
Mr. Speaker, which assurance has greater credibility? The Prime Minister's promise not to raise GST, the Prime Minister's promise that he will raise GST but it'll be fair to all, or having been caught out in a conflict of interest on his Transrail shares, his promise to sell his mining shares and his uranium shares?
Although Mr. Key said he'd been advised by the Cabinet Office that there was no conflict of interest, he faced more questions about his Australian mining shares from Labor's Pete Hodgson.
How was he not aware that Jackson Mining merged last year and sold its non-uranium interests? Was he simply not advised?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Small technical issue. I've been busy running the country. I'm the first to admit it was a bit sloppy. I bought the shares in 2001. The last time I looked at them from memory was 2007 or 2008. At the time, they were trading 3.5 cents, and when I offered them to my son at the time, who was 12, even he didn't want them.
John Key also had a bit part in a question for Māori Party co-leader Tariana Turia from Labor's former Māori Affairs Minister Parakura Horomia.
Does she agree with the Prime Minister, who likened whānau order to a waterbed, and suggested if you push down on one side, if you don't address the problems, it's going to rise on the other side? If not, why not?
The Honourable Tariana Turia.
He's sexy, not your waterbed.
Order, the question's been asked. I'm sure the House wants to hear the Minister's answer. The Honourable.
Well, I'm hoping that the bed might have just the Prime Minister in it and not the person who asked the questions. But I think...
Now, look, order, I apologise to the Minister. The House has enjoyed a bit of fun on this, but a little more reasonable with the noise, please. The Honourable Tariana Turia, does she wish to give further answer?
Well, of course, I always agree with what the Prime Minister says.
Also in question time, more argument over the tabling of documents. As Rhys Lyon reports, it began with this question for the Prime Minister from Mr. Goff.
Does he recall telling Radio Dunedin that there was no prospect of National raising GST?
The Honourable Prime
Minister. No.
Mr. Speaker. Point of order, the Honourable Leader of the Opposition.
Mr. Speaker, I seek the leave of the House to table the transcript from Radio Dunedin yesterday, where the interviewer says clearly Mr. Key order. Did make the promise not to raise GST.
Order.
But the Speaker wouldn't allow the document to be tabled.
I don't need this debate to go any further because I'm not going to seek leave because I do not seek leave for the tabling of recent media reports.
And that ruling was questioned by Mr. Goff.
My understanding, Mr. Speaker, of your ruling to date was that something that's easily accessible to members, like a newspaper article, could not be tabled. This is a transcript of a radio station that most members of this House would not have seen. I don't believe that is within your ruling earlier.
Mr. Goff also pointed out tabling documents was a means of verifying statements and claims in questions and answers.
I asked a question based on a transcript of a Radio New Zealand program. The Prime Minister has denied that he said that. Now, it's easy enough to resolve that by tabling the document.
No, order. Order. Points of order can't be used to litigate an answer the Prime Minister has given. The Prime Minister denied making a certain statement. That's the end of the matter as far as the Speaker is concerned.
And the Speaker stood by the ruling on tabling documents that he made last year.
My ruling did say recent media articles from major daily newspapers and national weeklies or their websites and from major television and radio broadcasters or their websites. I'm sure people from Dunedin would consider Dunedin a fairly major place. It is one of New Zealand's major cities and I feel I do have to stick with my ruling or I start to unwind a very important ruling that I've made.
That report from Rhys Lyon. And Jeanette Fitzsimons' replacement off the Greens list has been sworn in. Age 28, former Greenpeace worker Gareth Hughes takes his seat to become the youngest MP in this Parliament. I'm Tom Fruin, and this programme is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.